taught this in the Gospel of John. But the Gospel of John that we read today, it happened in the dark. Put yourself there in Mary's shoes and the shoes of the two disciples. It was dark. It was so dark. There was darkness around them. There was darkness inside of them. Their rabbi had been killed. Any light of love in their souls seemed to have been extinguished. And they walked in the dark with their heads down, with their hearts beating, not knowing what they would find. Have you ever been in a situation like that where you were enveloped in darkness, where you were surrounded by darkness on the inside of you and on the outside of you? And then consider that Mary, in the dark, looked ahead and saw something that she could not process, something she did not understand. What was going on with that tomb? Why was the stone rolled away? Had somebody stolen her teacher? Something was wrong. And so Mary and the disciples went through that darkness, struggling with their fears and anxieties. And they saw the tomb was empty. Have you ever had times and days and weeks and months like that, where every time you looked, it seemed to be empty? Everywhere you looked seemed to be dark. Well, then you can imagine what was going on in Mary's heart and Mary's soul. Except a gardener. And it was so dark that Mary didn't even recognize this person as Jesus. A gardener's voice came out of the darkness. And that voice brought light. Now, today, if we want to bring light, we can just flip the switches on and off. Boom, it's dark. Boom, it's light. But that's not the light that came into Mary. The light that came into Mary was the light and the warmth and the glow of a small candle of Jesus igniting the love in Mary's heart. You see, when Jesus said the name Mary, the sound of his voice sparked like a flame in Mary's soul. The sound of his voice burned away her anxiety, burned away the darkness. The sound of his voice brought a light into Mary's soul. And so this is what we are celebrating this morning. Now, Jesus did this by calling Mary by name. And this is the most astonishing thing about the God we worship and serve, the God who loves us. He calls each of us by name. In our baptism this morning, the most amazing part of the Holy Spirit working in this church is that through a variety of circumstances, it ended up happening on Easter. We call Carolina by name to be loved and be a member of this community. God calls each of us by name, the way he called Mary by name, to be loved and to be a member of his loving kingdom. Have you ever come through the darkness and experienced that pure, intimate, glowing flame of love? In 2010, in December, Merry Christmas, I had major surgery at Johns Hopkins and had part of my body removed. And it was a long, long, long surgery. And as I came out of the surgery, the nurses were mightily struggling to get my vitals adjusted. I noticed this vaguely through the haze. And they would not let my family come in for a long time. And finally, they let Sarah come in. And as I was laying there, I can relate to that. I felt that way. As I was laying there in the darkness of the anesthesia fog and the darkness of the painkillers, suddenly I heard Tim. Sarah called my name. And when I heard that, it brought that peace and grace and light into me, even though I was almost completely out of it. Because in hearing my name, I knew that I was loved. I knew that I was blessed. I knew that I was held. And later they let my son come in and he said, Dad. And my daughter came in later. She said, Dad. And every time I heard my name, I was overcome with feeling that wonderful feeling of love and grace and peace. And so this morning, the message of Easter is Jesus is giving all of those things to us. Anytime we are in a darkness or anxiety or uncertainty, Jesus, if we can just be quiet, is calling each of us by name. And if we can just be quiet, we can let that love that is as intimate and quiet as this candle fill us with the love and grace and peace and joy and blessing and forgiveness and redemption of our resurrected Savior. And we give thanks for this and we praise Jesus. Amen.